Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary. Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
What's poppin', congregation? We're back with another installment of Scam Goddess, the podcast all about robbery, fraud, and those who practice it. Sometimes we love them, sometimes we hate them. We will see. I'm your host, Lacey Mosley, aka Scam Goddess, and I'm very what? Yes, excited. Come on, wasn't that intro fire? You know, you didn't speed it up. I'm just talking fast. But y'all, I am extremely excited for this guest today. Today we have an award-winning journalist, honey. Y'all know I'm not a journalist, but we got a journalist on the show, okay? On-air host and culture critic. She previously hosted the podcast The Nod and For Colored Nerds with friend of the show Eric Eddings. Y'all know the episode was popping. She is the current host of NPR's It's Been a Minute, taking over from another friend of the show, Sam Sanders. Yes! Congregation, please give a warm welcome to Brittany Luce. Hi, Brittany.
Hello, Lacey. I'm so happy to be here. You don't even know.
I feel so blessed. Have you? We were just chit-chatting before we started. I was like, oh, I guess we got to start doing work because we can sit here all damn day. I was like, and another thing.
I'm so excited. Honestly, once you told me who this episode is going to be about, I just feel so fucking highly favored right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, listen, I feel highly favored as well because I'm so glad that we have you for this episode. Y'all have, you know what? I guess y'all be able to tell from the title, but y'all have been tagging me in this. Listen, the congregation don't play. They don't play. They got testimonies. They sending ravens, carrier pigeons with little backpacks. They're like, if you don't do this episode, and we're doing it. See, I still didn't say it. Look at me. But Brittany, before we even get into the things, the exciting things, this is also exciting, but we always ask on the show, what is your relationship with scams? Have you been scammed? Have you ever run a scam that's passed the statute of limitations? Do you love them? Do you hate them? It could literally be anything.
I have never really, blessedly, other than like any man that I've dated, I haven't been scammed.
Every man is a scam.
I've never been scammed. And then I was like, oh, never mind. Other than that, I haven't really been scammed. And like even one time somebody tried to... This maybe 12 years ago, somebody tried to lift, you know how they'll have those card readers or whatever at like a fast food place and they'll like take your info and try to like buy stuff with it.
Yeah, they'll copy your card or the
Somebody tried to copy my card at a KFC about 12 years ago. And
not the KFC.
Laughs on them because I only had $6 in my account. So they tried to buy gas.
Gas? Oh, yeah, they were getting a gallon.
I wasn't even buying gas. Why did you think you were going to buy gas? Like, what?
I'm trying to buy petroleum? Oh, they wild.
They wild. I know. I'm like, what do you think this is? Eggs? Like, you think I'm rich?
Right. You going to Gucci? Gucci gas? No, we don't pay for that.
Yeah. So I haven't really been scammed and I haven't really run scams. I mean, aside from like lying at like different office jobs, like if I had a boring office job, sometimes I would just tell my boss like, oh, I need to go to... I'd say Walgreens to buy like pantyhose or something like that or tampons or something else that I knew that he didn't want to hear about or ask about. And yes. Then I would like go on a date. I go hang out with my friends.
Not like, the work date.
Yes, like middle of the day. Actually, one time I went with Eric, I think a long time ago to get like, he was picking up an engagement ring and I was like, oh, I'll meet you in the Diamond District. Like, absolutely no problem. I can be gone for 2 hours. Like, say no more. But that's not really a scam. That's just being strategic, I think, and like using time management.
Yeah. As we all should.
As we all should.
I love that though, Brittany. I love that you were going up to your boss. You're like, hey, so I'm bleeding.
out of the my I'm shedding my uterine lining lining right now. He was like, okay, don't tell me. I'll be back in 3 hours. I'm going to see Avatar.
Literally, I was like Ava from Abbott Elementary. That was like how I acted at so many of my office jobs. But you know what though? I persevered. And since I've been a journalist, I have actually been very upstanding, and I have the references to prove it. But no, actually, I'm not that big into scammers. My husband loves them.
Why are you whispering? He on right now?
He is. He's in the next room over. He's like, great. No, he loves them. He's always watching American Greed. He is always listening to Dateline. I had never listened to the Dateline podcast before until we were on a drive back from Massachusetts last summer. And it was just like scam after lie after cheat. And I ate it up, but he's gotten me since into, like, he was the first person I knew who was really like on the Elizabeth Holmes situation. Like, if there's a new scammer, he knows about it. He knows who they are. He's heard about it. And he usually is the person telling me.
Lizzie is a scam superstar. So, okay. I flex with your husband. I like your husband.
me too. Cool.
Tell him to watch The Con on ABC. There's lots of scams and I'm on it. No, I love that. I mean, I think that there's a general fascination with scams that's increased right now because, one, everyone loves true crime, but I like that we can do true crime without the murder and the gore, because I just personally don't want to talk about some nice white lady getting murdered on her walk home. I think that's just, it's real. So, it's people's lives. It's so scary. You know,
even though this is people's lives. I can't deal with true crime because it makes me think I'm going to get, you know, I'm saying like bludgeoned, murdered, stalked, beaten, and like I don't want to think about that. I can't do true crime because it stresses me out.
You know, that's the exact opposite for most people. I'll say that there's an interest in true crime too, because when you're watching it, I think we all, I'm gonna whisper guys because this is a little secret, I think we all kind of have this thought in true crime that like when we watch something we're like, oh, now I'm learning all the things not to do so this doesn't happen to me.
That's what people like, say.
That's what it is.
That's what people say. And for me, I'm like, no, I'm sitting there. I'm like, you know what? My dumbass would. And so let me not even get caught up. Actually, no, there's a lot of things that, like, I'm not like horror movie bad. You know, where like people in horror movies, we're just like, girl.
Hello? Who
yeah,
is
it's
that?
Just like,
quit playing.
I'm completely
this isn't
alone.
Funny.
Yeah, no, they're always just completely fucking things up. I'm not that bad.
No, we're not investigating. Black people don't investigate. I hear a sound. I'm out.
I don't need to know.
I see people running. I'm running with them. I'll figure out why we're running when we get there. Like,
exactly.
I'm not going to wait around.
I'm
going to
get there.
Mm-hmm. Wherever we're going, direction.
I'm arriving. Yeah. But yeah, no, I don't like murder and stuff like that. It stresses me out.
I
have anxiety.
Same. Yeah, and that's really why I love doing a scam podcast, because we get to warn each other, but we also get to laugh, and sometimes there's nasty people, but you know, we get past it. But before we get into our next segment, what's hot in fraud? We're going to take a quick break for some non-scam advertisements. Scams!
I love fashion, okay? But we all know buying the latest and the greatest constantly is a little bit of a scam to the planet, which is why I love Nuuly. It's a subscription clothing rental service that's all about helping you have fun and get creative with your style. Sometimes you put something on the gram and you could be like, oh, well, it's dead now. Well, with Nuuly, you can keep having fresh fits and you're helping the planet. Try out trending styles, colors, silhouettes, and then you can send it back for something new, okay? Come on, Nuuly. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month, access to thousands of styles for more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing. I know that's right. It's fast, free shipping and returns with professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility. Plus, the option to buy whatever you love, which I love that because sometimes I put on a piece and I'm like, it's mine now. So you can buy it from Nuuly. I love using Nuuly because the free shipping, it's really quick, and the pieces are really nice quality. Also, I love that the orders, like when I got mine, it was shipped in a recyclable, reusable tote. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code GODDESS20. Just go to Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's. And enter the code GODDESS20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with 2 U's with code GODDESS20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Close your eyes. Open your mind. And imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials. Aren't you all of a sudden Diane Keaton walking on a sand beach thinking about your life? Yes, you can get this kind of luxury with unbeatable prices at Quince because they're here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within your grasp, honey. They have 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops. Y'all know I have the silk tops. I actually just went back and got the washable silk slip dresses. I got one in red, I got one in cream, and I got one in black because I'm about to be out here stunting in my quiet luxury. Y'all know I love the sweatsuits. I actually went back and got the sweatsuit in blue and pink, and I got the shorts. They got shorts to match with the sweatsuit too, so when it's hot girl summer, I can have my thighs out, but my arms can be warm. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Hoochies never get cold. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/goddess for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. That's quince.com/goddess to get free shipping and 365 day returns. quince.com/goddess.
Cunt! And we're back, and it's time for What's Hot and Fraud. This is where we warn our listeners about popping scams in the zeitgeist, or more often than not, we get a letter from you guys. As always, snitch on your friends, your family, and your enemies at scam.uspod@gmail.com. Just make sure your scam is retired so we don't what? Yes, fuck up your bag. Hey, man, Brittany, I just need a fake name from you. It could be anything. We don't care about gender.
A fake name. Selena.
Selena. Oh, like Salinas and Latinos.
Yeah, literally. I have a Selena children's book that I got from my niece.
Ooh.
Like last year, like in like a tizzy. I was like, oh, this looks so good. I'm going to buy it for her. And then I like, obviously, like, you know, she sadly passes away at the end of the book. I thought it was going to be a book about like
the book.
I thought they were just going to say, oh, this is a powerful, you know.
Yeah, it was supposed like, to be her doing the washing musician. Machine. And
like bitty bitty bomba.
Boom, yeah. No.
And then they were like, they really put it in there. I said, I can't give this to her. My niece is just turning about to turn five. I can't tell
her. That's not a children's book. They put Yolanda Saldivar up in there. That ain't right.
Literally. So now it's my book.
You know she's supposed to get out of jail this year. I'm trying to figure out where we're supposed to be. So I can be like, come outside. We ain't gonna jump you.
She gonna have to figure it out. That's all I can say.
She'll I don't know what she's gonna out. Do with her life since don't we know. Also, I feel bad for the actress who played Yolanda Saldivar because I think that ruined her career because she did it a little too good. And then we all started looking at her like she was Yolanda.
No, you know what? I think she passed a few years ago.
No, really?
Lupe Ontiveros. I think that's, I'm pretty sure that's who played her. She was a sweet lady. I mean, from what I saw, from what I understand, I mean, like, but she really acted because, like you said, she played her a little too good.
Yeah, she acted down and I felt bad.
A little too good.
Yeah.
A little too good.
The next thing I saw her in was like This Christmas. And I was like, oh, I'm glad that she's getting some more roles because I felt bad because she did it too good. It was like Lawrence Fishburne and What's Love Got to Do With It. It was like, now we just, when we think of.
It's just like the wigs in that film worked in his favor, I think. Yeah. I think the wigs kind of kept it so it's like, okay, Ike Turner is a character in this film because he...
I don't know. When I close my eyes, like, when I really think I can see Ike Turner, but the first face is Lawrence Fishburne.
Oh.
So you got to be careful playing villains.
Sometimes you can't be too talented.
Yeah, you can't do it too good. They did it too good, and now I think of them. Honestly, I don't even know what Yolanda Saldivar looks like. I think of the actress. She did it too good.
Oh.
She's so talented. But okay, so Selena. So Selena says, Lacey, my parasocial love, I wanted to give the rest of the congregation a warning about a common scam. We broke people are fiending off on Facebook. Why are you going to say we broke people? Listen, inflation is high.
This background info. Look.
And it's made up. It's a scam. When I saw that, what was that, Congress, where she had that big, like, pie chart up and how, like, most of inflation right now is corporate greed. I was like,
I was like, let's pause this. Can we spend some more time on this? I want to vote on this.
Right. They were like, milk is $9 because of the economy. It's like, no, you're raising the price. In heavy air quotes. Nah, we didn't do this. The economy did it.
Like,
y'all.
It's a tribunal somewhere. Like, it's out of our control.
Fruity Pebbles is $10 because of the economy.
Wait, how much are eggs where you live?
Oh man, I don't know actually, and that's not because I just
is it like an Oprah thing where you just haven't been in the you're so rich you haven't been in the grocery store?
No, it's not. It's 10
years. Is that is it's not?
No, it's a trifling thing of like I need to go to the grocery store. I just been eating at work, going to sleep. That's it. But I do know that like last time I went to the grocery store, and I thought like I was like I got a reward from Postmates that was like you get a month of free Showtime. I said a month of free Showtime. Oh, I don't give y'all too much money. What?
Wow.
I was unlocking like secret levels on Postmates.
I've never heard of that. Yeah.
That's when I was like I gotta go to the grocery store, and I messed up and I went to the worst grocery store you can go to without a list, Target. And I left there. No, it's not even really a grocery store.
No.
They like, we got a little like something to eat in the corner. I went in there, I was like, oh, I need all of this. The first thing I put in my cart was eyelashes. And I was like, this is not what I came for. No. Like,
you can't, there's no protein in those.
Yo, and I had a black lady auntie check me out. What she's talking about? When I finished, she was like, oh, we're going to have to restock the shelves. I said, sis, no, you don't have to do me like this.
Oh, no.
You didn't have she to calls, read me.
Her calling you greedy.
She read me, and it was expensive. I was like, oh, my God. And also, Target's the worst place to buy groceries. Like, I love Target. If they sponsor the show, I love Target. So on average right now, thank you, Super Producer Judith Cargbo. The price of eggs in LA is $7.
I paid $7 for eggs yesterday. And I'm going to treasure each one. I'm going to savor each egg. Like, it's that's the aggressive. Last one I'll ever get.
I was born with eggs. They shouldn't cost that much. Mine were free.
Wow.
Yeah, open your third eye.
I had to tap my third eye for that one. Wow. Message.
So Selena says that she's trying to warn the congregation about some scams on Facebook, which we all know Facebook is ripe for scams. The age demographic there, they know what they're doing. So like so many of us, I'm all about decluttering and selling my stuff when I need some coin, because apparently I'm best at cleaning my own apartment only when I'm getting paid for it. A self scam. I get that. I'm there. So the thing is, I ditched all social media a few years ago for my health. Oh, look at you.
Wow.
Oh, man. I bet their third eye is open.
I know. Oh,
I need to get I can't get rid of social media, but I kind of.
Selena's my role model at this point.
Yes. Write the book, Selena. But I left my Facebook profile alive solely for the sake of private sales through the marketplace. I don't have a Meta-owned app on my phone, all due to the educating you do on the pod. Oh, okay. Yes. And then all caps. Everyone is sus by default. You're not wrong. Okay. Be suspicious. Okay. Always look over your shoulder. That's what we teach here. So, but avoiding social media means it's easier for me to arrange sales through text for us upright poors. Why are you Selena,
what?
Why do you keep calling yourself a poor in here? We all poor. We live in America. Selena. Okay, only 1% are rich. The rest of us are paying to keep this bitch afloat, okay? 1% are Rose on the door, and the rest of us is Jack freezing on that on the side of it. We feel you. So it says, for us upright poors, we're used to selling our stuff, and it's not weird to exchange contacts historically. So I will say, I still have a TV that I bought off Facebook Marketplace. Like, you know when people are moving and they're just like, we got to get rid of this. Like,
oh my gosh, they don't even care who take. They'll give it to you for anything.
Mm-hmm. That's how I got a TV. And I showed up, got the TV, and it was in great condition. It still works. I got the TV like 7 years ago.
That's how I got a patio set. I got a patio set from like Facebook Marketplace for like, it was like 6 chairs, a table, an umbrella. It was like 130 bucks.
Oh, damn. Yeah. They were trying to get.
I found out a scam. Here's a scam. Patio furniture and indoor furniture cost the same. What the fuck's that about?
That makes no sense.
I can't even get into it.
You would think that I feel like the outdoor furniture should be cheaper, but then it also needs to be like weatherproof.
Right.
So I don't know.
I that's what they want you to think. And I'm not buying it. I'm sorry. I'm not buying it. You have to cover it. How weatherproof?
I mean, you did buy it. You did buy it. Well, okay, but you got it at a discount.
Yes, exactly. Secondhand.
and listen, I love a steal. I love a deal. So when Annie, in quotes, whose profile is a smiley young woman, wanted to buy a cute IKEA cart off of me for $20, I was just so happy to arrange a quick sale. She asked for my phone number, saying she's not on Facebook much. And let me tell you, as a social media avoider, this really got me. It's fucking annoying to do Facebook when you hate Facebook. Fair. So she was like, let's get to the point. Let's text. Mm-hmm. I get that. Let's get to the point. So mm-hmm. I gave her my number and minutes later was texted a Google Voice verification code. Hell no, says Selena. So I will say I looked this up, and in the U.S., if you get a Google, I have a Google Voice number. Me it's too, not my too. Real number. But in the U.S., you can make your Google Voice number your real number. I looked it up.
Why? Would you want to do that?
So here's why. So Selena said, I reported that shit immediately and looked up the scam. Apparently what they do is they target sellers on Marketplace and use Google Voice to impersonate the seller. If they get the verification code, they can link your phone number to their account and access your contacts to further scam them. An update on a classic calling someone's granny for money, but this time the scammer is calling from your real verified phone number.
That's a good scam.
Mm-hmm. So be That's careful out one. There. Don't give out verification codes to anyone, even if they insist on getting it to prove you're real. And then they put some screenshots of the conversation here. Annie, smiley ass Annie, the scammer, was like, hey, I'm interested to pick it up. Or, oh, no. My brain tried to make sense of this. I'm going to read it as it lays.
Okay.
They're definitely in another country and maybe going through a translator. Hey, I'm interested to pick up it. When are you available? And then poor Selena didn't notice these typos, said, wonderful. Today after 6 is good, or tomorrow after 4 p.m.
Selena's so ready to sell. She's ready to sell the little cart. I feel you, girl. I feel you. You thought you had a sale.
That's the decimal meter. You're like, look, I got a sale. It's quick. Let's do it. But I would have been confused by that first. Hey, I'm interested to pick Mm-mm. up it.
The it, ending the sentence with it. Mm-mm-mm.
And I mean, people have language barriers. When I speak Spanish, I know I sound like this. So that doesn't bother me as much. But it's like, I don't know. It's too many typos in there for me.
That's what I'm saying. It's too many. And like the way that it is the subject of that sentence. Mm-hmm. In addition to the typos and it being in like at the very end of the sentence, that to me is just like, it's like, I only speak English. I'm constantly typing things into Google Translate. And I'm just saying, like, if I know, like you said, I know that's how I sound. So I'm just kind of like that combined with the Google Voice link, the real hurry, trying to be on Facebook and all this and that. There's too many things that are not quite adding up.
The math is not mathing. And the other text that they screenshot says, okay, cash or Venmo. And then Selena says, cash preferred, but honestly, either is fine. Can you make it today? Selena's trying to get that 20. She's like, give me that 20 twin twin.
I get it.
Annie, in quotes, says, okay, there's a comma, but no space. It says, okay, I am not active Facebook all time. Period. No space. Please give me your contact number, I will call you. So y'all watch out for typos. Look, we all have grammatical errors, but if you see too many typos, it's probably somebody from another country running everything through a translating device, which always gives us poor translation. Like,
yes,
Google Translate be fronting like they actually know what they're talking about.
It's not giving what they say it's going to give. As somebody who's sent plenty of emails to try to get hotel reservations for vacations, I know I have sent some very Annie-like messages trying to be helpful. Call myself trying to be helpful.
Somebody in Germany is getting an email from me like, Auf Wiedersehen, one bed house, please. Yes.
Any?
4 nights to sleep. Pillow? Like, what is this?
You're welcome. Yeah, there's like, okay, girl. But yeah, I generally feel like, because, you know, I like between my work email, personal email, and also to my phone, I switched phone numbers like less than a year ago. And I stopped getting my old scammers. Like, I started getting new scammers, new text message scams and all this sort of stuff like that. My rule of thumb is if I'm seeing 3 typos in a sentence, something's not right. Because usually autocorrect will help you out in a pinch.
Yes.
So if I'm seeing 3 typos in a sentence from a very strange number, it's just letting me know that there's nothing wrong with my auto insurance.
And like, right. And autocorrect will give you like, this ain't subject verb agreement, sis. No. These subjects mm-hmm. and verbs is disagreeing. They in a fisticuffs. Let us help you. Like mm-hmm. they'll do a lot. And sometimes it's wrong, but they'll do a lot to help you. So I'm like, this was run through a translator and copy pasted. Mm-hmm. So as we say, look, y'all, check the emails. Does the Amazon have a 0 for an O? Like, just check everything.
Yes.
The type, like the how they're typing, the font they're typing in, to see if it's legit. And if they're asking you for information, nobody really needs to ask you for information that they don't have. Unless you're like filling out paperwork for a job.
Right.
Unless there's some incentive that like you are doing. If somebody randomly asks you for information, don't give it to them. And I'm glad that Selena realized this was a scam and did not participate, because what? But tell y'all's grannies and y'all grandpas. I'm telling y'all, if y'all not gonna call them, at least help them not get scammed, because you're not gonna get no inheritance.
Like, that's true. That's true. Somebody else will be living off of it.
If you're not calling them, the scammers are.
That's, oh wow, that one, that's deep. You're not calling the scammers are. Wow.
If you ain't calling Pop, listen, the scammers are, okay? He's feeling loved by the robbery community, okay?
I mean, you know what, though? I have to say, if you go through the channels of, you know, really building up a little confidence, you know, between you and the person, it's kind of like, I don't know. You giving them a listening ear. You giving them some shine. Mm. It's
then maybe you earned it.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, maybe
that's a job.
Maybe you earned it. Maybe you
should get paid. But this is I haven't heard of this. I haven't heard of people because making a Google voice. And so I researched it before I read it. And I was, and in the U.S., you can make your number your Google voice number. So this is effective.
Wow. Wow. That's news I can use. Thank you so much. Thank you, Selena.
News I can use. I'm stealing that. I said it. Y'all remember that differently. Remember I said that. All right, y'all. We're going to take a quick break for some more non-scam advertising. So we'll be back with the historic hoodwinks that you have all been waiting for. Robbery!
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And fraud! And we are back. And y'all know who we're talking about. Congressman George Santos.
Mm. Mm.
Maybe that's his name.
I'm so,
first of his name.
It. First of his name.
Maybe made it up. And look at this man. Look at this smile. How did people not know that this man was a criminal from this Congress photo? Because it's giving, I don't know how I got here.
Literally, he's smiling so hard. All however many muscles of his cheeks are working overtime. Okay.
Listen.
He feels so good. He feels so good.
I know this was a high. He was like, I can't believe they didn't let me up in here. And
anybody who's
pictures.
Ever lied to call out sick from work has felt, I think, a little bit of this, that sort of like, ooh, I got him. I got him. He's feeling that on like the ultimate.
It's the got him smile. Yeah. Honestly, I'm looking at it and it's giving me joy. I don't know why, but like, I'm getting secondhand joy from his smile.
Oh, it feels, something about
like,
it. I don't
gotcha,
know.
Bitch.
It feels good. It feels good. The joy is palpable, I'll say. The joy. The photo's emanating joy.
Okay, come on, scammer boy joy. I kind of live right now. Let's see if I'm going to continue to live. So Congressman George Santos made history as the first openly gay, non-incumbent Republican elected to the House of Representatives. He also is making history as the most fraudulent politician to have been elected to Congress. We need a statue. I want a statue of that smile.
But where would it be?
Honestly, I don't know. Put it in Boston next to that terrible MLK statue.
I can't speak on the statue. You know what? I don't have anything kosher to say about that statue. I'm not going to speak on it.
Brittany, you be redacted. But I'm going to go ahead and put it on wax. That statue is weird, y'all. We all know it's weird. It's like from certain angles, it looks like somebody's going down on somebody. And then from other angles, it's like, and why is the head cut off? And also, like, can we just get right? We just want equality. We don't need no more statues. Like, when they do Confederate statues, it'd be like a whole racist on a horse and the horse is bucking and stuff. And you see his whole face. And it's like, General, hate the blacks. And like, there's a plaque. But then we get like a random weird bronze huge hug. And of course it's in Boston. I'm sorry. I'm dragging it because I saw it and I was like, no, ma'am.
It's one of those things where it's just like I've been so curious, because I mean, as soon as I saw it, my mind went to a place I'm not going to take my mouth to the place that my mind went.
You walk that tightrope, Brittany, because you're a journalist. Okay,
right.
I am so, unserious.
So I saw it and I.
Why'd you just pull it up over here?
I don't know.
I'll post it on Instagram.
Like, not only this is the thing, y'all can't see this, but there's a Zoom.
You will see it on Insta.
And yes, and literally Judith is scrolling so that I can see it.
Look how many bad angles there are.
Oh, it's just so, it's one of those things where I just wonder, like, you wonder how these things come together. There was no point at which someone was like, you know, from a certain angle, it's kind of giving not what you want to give.
And you know they looked at it from every angle. I went on a deep dive. They had the whole like 3D printer mock-up of this.
Right.
Like, this is not an accident.
Right. What happened? That's what I just... what happened? Maybe... I don't know. Is it
feminist? Like, if we all eat coochie, we'll be free?
No comment. No comment. But I just,
I'm going to hell. I just don't know.
Yeah, I just, nobody, it's one of those things where you just wonder, like, was there nobody who was, like, obviously a group of people commissioned this, right? And then somebody else made it. And the artist, I'm very familiar with
the artist. The artist is black.
He's a fantastic artist. But it's one of those things where it's just like, was there nobody on either side of the equation that felt comfortable being like, I know y'all are feeling this?
I will say objectively, like, when I saw the reference photos and stuff, it does look like it was supposed to look like. I think the art, he did the art. It's just that.
Yeah,
we're going to move on.
I mean, emotionally, I'm never moving on from that. But
am I going to take a picture in front of it? Absolutely.
Next time I have plenty of family in Boston. I will be back in front of there squatting.
Prayer hands,
the whole
okay. Thing. Prayer hands
from the right angle too. From the right angle that we all saw. I'm gonna be up there with my
black power fist to freedom. To freedom. Okay, you'll never catch me talking publicly bad about this. Y'all didn't even hear this right now. Let me gaslight y'all. Y'all, that's not what I said. I said I loved it.
They're always judging black women and making us the scapegoat, and that's why your mind went there. So stop.
That's all it was. So in 2020, George Santos, 34, ran in the district of Long Island in Queens against a congressman named Thomas Suzozzi. He lost his first race and spent the following years raising money for a campaign against a new Democrat challenger, Robert Zimmerman. He won his race in 2022, flipping a previously Democratic seat. George is known for his praise of former President Donald Trump. Oh, his support of the January 6th riot, and for attending a far-right white supremacist GOP gala following his win. So he a prop for the man. He was like, I love oppression. That's my favorite thing. This man is not white.
No, he's a gay Latino man. And it just seems like none of the causes or the politicians that you just mentioned that he supported, they don't seem like they align with the sort of values that many marginalized people have for their lives, livelihood, and sanity.
Also, a lot of politics is theater. And some people, like the Candace Owens of the world, have, because Candace used to be a liberal. She used to be a Democrat. And I think as a Black woman in a sea of other Black women who are speaking facts, and I vote blue, but I also realize that most politicians are scammers no matter what side of the line they're on. I'm just voting, like, we used to have merch that was for Joe Biden. It was a shot to the leg 2020 because he said, you know, maybe police should stop shooting people in the heart and maybe shoot them in the leg. And I was like, that's what we're voting for. Donald Trump's a shot to the heart. Joe Biden's a shot to the leg. So leg 2020, baby. Like, like, we're just trying to live, you know? So I get that people know that they can stand out by using the scam of, like, I'm diverse, I'm Latinx, and I'm also queer.
And there's money to be made.
Oh,
there's money to be made.
To be had.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously, you know, George realized that and he cashed in. And I think that there are kind of two mindsets of people in this respect of, like, there's people who are like, if we get out there, we can change the way that things are and we can make things better. And there's other people like, I got one life and this seems to be how shit is going. So I'm just going to try to get mine. So he was trying to get his.
You know, I mean, I'm sure the coin on that side of the aisle for pulling those sorts of 180 turns that we see a lot of people make or appearing to go against their own obvious self-interests.
Yes.
As people of color or queer people or people of other marginalized identities, I'm sure the money is good.
I mean, Clarence Thomas was sure about to vote against interracial marriage and he married to a whole white lady.
Right. Oh, Lord. Lord. And a, no, real, a humdinger at that, too. But yeah.
Yeah, truly. But not surprising that we know this is Anita Hill. That man ain't no good. So that's why he's gonna live a long time. When you evil, you live good, you know? You got no stress. No stress. You got no empathy. So more recently, he's also known for fabricating almost every aspect of his personal and professional history. Just a small detail. So George Santos was born on July 22nd. Not a Cancer man.
I was just gonna say he's a Cancer.
I'm a Cancer.
I'm sorry. I'm a Scorpio, so I'm a fellow water sign. And people think that this is the type of stuff we do. But meanwhile, it's y'all.
Okay, listen. It's the men, though.
That's actually
the ones who identify as men. True. It's all of them.
That's true. 150%
true. Over here, we don't be getting down like that. if you identify as a Cancer man, you evil. You heard it here first. Yo, people too. The Scorpio men also evil.
Okay, I'll give you that. I'll give you that. Actually, I'll give you that.
So he was born July 22nd, 1988, to Brazilian immigrants Fatima de Volder and Jarcino Santos Jr. He was raised in Queens, New York, but as a teenager, he spent some time with his mother in the suburb of Rio de Janeiro. His mother worked as a nurse, and in 2008, at the age of 19, George stole the checkbook of a man she was caring for in order to make fraudulent purchases. They always start young.
Oh, wait. So the mom
was a nurse. She was taking care of people, and he was and like, let's take care of checkbook. Myself. He took the checkbook.
Wait, he took the checkbook?
Yes. He went to his mama nursing job to bring your son to work day, and he said, I'm leaving with something. And left the checkbook.
Wow.
And we talk about that all the time on this podcast. You got kids who want to get in work. If they want to make a lemonade stand, you might have a criminal. Why they like money so much?
So how did this even become a part of his record? This is like the George Santos.
This is the beginning.
That deep. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So he stole the checkbook.
Yes. Wow. So 2 years later, he confessed to the crime and was charged. But today, the case remains unsolved after he disappeared from authorities. So he was like, it was me. And then he was like, me.
Wait, I heard this story. I didn't realize he was that young, though, when he did that.
Yes.
And he confessed and they went after him?
He left. Oh. Apparently, he confessed to authorities and then was like, all right, well, I'm going to head out. Court? Nah, we don't got to do all that. Oh, I cleared my conscience.
Wow. Okay.
So in addition to hiding his criminal past, George skewed several other personal details during his campaigns. Though he was born and raised Catholic, on his campaign website, he described his grandparents fleeing to Ukraine to escape anti-Jewish persecution during World War II.
What?
And later described himself as a non-observant Jew. So what? He said, I'm gay, I'm Latinx, Shabbat Shalom.
What?
I'm Republican.
Wait, hold on. I feel like that's an easy, like, you know, okay, so this is the thing. So me and my husband have been talking about this, about being a dyed-in-the-wool scammer. I feel like when people like to run scams and they're of the dyed-in-the-wool variety, they tell those types of lies. Lies that are like anybody. It's like if I just told you my name was Tiffany. It's very easy to find out that's not my name. It's very easy to find out that's not my name. That doesn't stop me from telling you that's my name.
But think about the average person. We take information from people as face value. I don't Google people to see if that's their real name. I don't research.
But he's like a candidate, I think, is the thing. You know what I'm saying?
Like, but how often are you Googling what a candidate says? Other than like Politico or like fact checkers, how often are you Googling stuff that people say on the campaign stump to see if it's not true?
Well, also
unless
too,
you have like an amazing liar like Herschel Walker, who's a natural born comedian, then we're all looking into it because we're like, this is hilarious. This man. Sheriff.
Well, also, too, people don't necessarily, like, until you reach a certain level of public renown, people are not always going to dig in and actually find out. You know what I'm saying? They're not actually going to always dig in and find out.
And we have over 400, well, we have 435 congressmen.
Like, yeah, we have a lot of people in the House.
Nobody's looking into everybody in the House of Representatives unless you become a superstar like AOC or, you know, like, nobody's really checking. You're just some dude.
Exactly. You know?
So both of his grandparents were actually born in Brazil, and George has since said, I never claimed to be Jewish. Because I learned my maternal family had a Jewish background, I said I was Jewish.
Wait, but you that means you claim to be Jewish.
I never claimed to be Jewish. I just said I was Jewish. Y'all wild. Okay, I had a yarmulke on, but I ain't say all that. My head was cold. I don't know. Y'all crazy.
Like, I'm going to start lying like that. That's good. I like that. Just like, I'm going to start just being like, you know what? I know that's what I said, but that's not what I said.
Listen, I know that's what I said, but
and if you're confused, it's because you don't believe Black women, and I don't have time for that.
And y'all got to do better. Mm. Y'all need to start learning and growing. We could be so evil. So he has also claimed that he's biracial and his father is Angolan, though there's no evidence to support this. So now he's trying to bring... Why am I in it?
I was going to say, like...
Angola is in Africa, right?
Angola is absolutely in Africa.
Yes. That's what I was like, yes. She was like, I'm also a Black. I'm a Black Jew and I'm Republican and I'm gay. And I'm also Latino. Well, actually... So George has repeatedly claimed his mother's life was claimed by 9/11, though died of cancer in 2016. So 9/11 happened in 2001, bro. Like, that's 15 years. She died 15 years later.
Why didn't he even, like, never mind the obvious fact this is already disrespectful to people who actually did lose loved ones.
Yes.
Right? In the September 11th attacks, right? On top of it, why does the timeline not match up like that? Like, why? Like, it'd be one thing if she passed in 2001 and then he could, you know what I'm saying? Then it's like,
no, you don't understand, Brittany. Like, she died in 2001 when 9/11 happened. She was breathing for 15 more years, but really she had died at that moment.
She died at that moment. And then she passed away in 2016.
Yes. Y'all don't understand. Y'all don't understand the logic. What are you talking about? I went to middle school with a girl who, I'm not going to say her name because I remember 9/11. I remember I was like 9 and the teachers like had the TVs on and then all of our parents picked us up early and it was like this whole thing. There were no planes in the sky. And I remember coming back to school the next day and this girl who like always really kind of wanted attention, she told us all that her uncle had died at 9/11, and she was lying. And we felt so bad for her. She was lying.
Oh my gosh.
Like, why would you lie about that?
I mean, it's like so messed up to do that at 9, but at least you're also 9. Like, why are you doing
right.
that?
This is a grown ass man. 34.
Like, why are you doing that?
Like, also, we can check to see if your mom, when your mama passed, like, there's death record. What are you doing?
You know, I just, like, this is the thing. I don't know. It's just, it's like, it's a compulsion. You know what I'm saying? When you are a public figure and you're lying at the level where you're just making shit up that you know people can obviously look up and fucking say, oh, this isn't true, he's lying. Like, you, it's a compulsion. It's not about actually covering your ass.
And you feel like this high. We saw his picture. We saw his picture. He was high off the lie.
Oh,
in that photo,
God.
He was zooted. Zooted off the deception. He was like, whoa, I done made it this far. That we doing a photo shoot. Sky's the limit. He was like, I'm gonna be president. Because I mean, after you see Donald Trump become president, like,
I mean,
I know they used to tell kids anything was possible, anybody could be president, but honestly, I really feel like Donald Trump becoming president really opened up the mind's eye of all the American children. They're like, damn, we can do anything.
Anything's possible.
This grandpa? Oh, okay. This orange bastard? Oh, wow. Okay, we all in there. We all in there. Anything can be possible. Y'all can go to the moon. So for the entirety of his political career, George has identified as a married gay man. However, it was not disclosed until December 2022 that he had previously been married to a woman from 2012 to 2019. That's not uncommon. A lot of gay men marry women.
Yeah, people change their mind or they learn new things about themselves.
Exactly.
They want something else.
Or they're bi or whatever. Like, exactly. You know, like, whatever. So he divorced this woman 12 days before he officially filed his first congressional campaign. So he said, I'm not gay no more. Because he needed me. Or I'm not straight no more. He said, I'm not straight no more. I gotta get these votes. His wife was like, I'm so excited for the campaign. He was like, girl, you ain't gonna be there.
Okay. Oh my God. Wait. So, wow. I mean, that was quick. I mean, he filed for divorce and was like, all right, new marriage to me.
They were married for 7 years. And 12 days before his campaign, he hit her with the divorce papers.
Have they talked to her? Because she's somebody it's one of those things where I want to be like, he's definitely shared some untruths at a level that is like,
for sure.
That is so astronomical. It's one of those, I just want to be like, is it like, did you ever know? Did anything ever seem off to you? Did you ever send him to the store?
He never came back with change. She ain't never met that man.
You think so?
No, I think he was completely fabricating. And also, depending on what their dynamic was, obviously he had run for Congress before. He was very busy.
Right.
You know, when you don't see people a lot, you only see them in small bursts or intervals. You can keep a lie up for a long time. But there's no way in hell she knew that man. Girl, you sleeping with a stranger. Lifetime.
Oh, I was going to say lifetime. Lifetime. I smell a check.
Girl, write the book, sell it to Lifetime, sell the script, because we want to know what it was like living with him. So his resume. At around the same time he would have been in Brazil doing crime, George claims he was attending Baruch College, where he earned a bachelor's degree in finance and economics. On at least one campaign website, George also claimed to have attended New York University. He has since admitted that he never graduated from college, and both institutions have been unable to find records that he was ever a student. Well... Look, college is a scam. Nobody's looking for these diplomas. I got one. I don't know where it is.
I could have just said I went. Mine's at my parents' house, and I've only been asked for proof of it once. And not for a job. Like, to join some, like, I used to think I was going to get an MBA. This is a lifetime ago. And in order to join
all Black women think about getting an MBA. It's like a rite of passage.
It's a rite of passage. You get the practice books. You think you're going to, like, you take a practice.
This is a GRE?
GMAT.
Oh, GMAT.
Yeah, I take a little practice. GMAT. Yep. I forgot what it was called for a second. And then you don't go. That's what happened to me. And that was the only time. I think I was trying to get into like a program that helped Black people learn to apply to business school. And they asked for my transcripts. And yeah, that was enough for me. I said, you know what? I've sent them once. I'm not doing that again. And I
right. What you talking about? Transcripts. I haven't but done yeah, that since high
no,
school.
No, nobody's asking that.
No. You go to a job, they just believe that you went to whatever college. They're just trying to fill the position, you know? Exactly. And if you're young out there, especially if you're entering the service industry, nobody wants you if you don't have any previous jobs, even though they have to train you on the job. So just put some stuff on there.
Put some stuff on there. They'll lie. Don't be honest about stuff like that.
No, they're not going to call. Don't worry about it. So after he graduated college, in quotes, George says he worked at Citigroup, a Wall Street investment banking company, as an associate asset manager. That's vague enough. However, not only could the company not confirm that he had worked there, Citigroup sold off its asset management operations in 2005. So he worked in a job that didn't exist. George, can you just do a Google? Like, Google is free, George. It'll tell you when 9/11 happened. It'll
it really will. Maybe he thought it was like September
11,
2016.
Right.
I'm just like, I don't know.
Like, what are these extinct jobs, George? Were you a milkman? We ain't been delivering milk in I don't know how long.
He's probably like, I own several Blockbusters. That's where I got my wealth from. I own several Blockbusters.
To this day. To this day.
And they're turning a profit.
Listen, them late very fees, profitable. They hit. Like, sir. So after working at Citi, which he never did, George says he moved on to work at a hospitality technology company, Met Global, in addition to a brief stint at Goldman Sachs. We've worked everywhere, George. Have you ever had a job? Because none of these are real. How did you make money? That's you had a whole question. Wife. Like, you had to have been employed. So neither companies have been able to find proof of his employment, and George has since said his claims of involvement with them were worded poorly. Man. When I said I worked there, y'all misinterpreted that. I said I've been to a Citibank.
I've used their Field. ATMs. I went to Citi Field.
To y'all see... got it confused.
Yeah. Like, I just don't under... Again, like... Just like, if you're going to lie at this level, why not Google? If you're going to tell stories, get them straight.
If you're going to be a professional liar, if you're going to clock in to con every day at 9 a.m., like, please, just one quick search. Like, you don't even have to go to the several O's on Google. The first O going to give you what you need. Please. No. So in an interview with WNYC, during which George was defending not calling out his homophobic Republican colleagues, he claimed that his company lost four employees during the 2016 Pulse nightclub shooting. So now you're attaching yourself to a tragedy that killed like over 50 people. Like, what are you doing? You already attached yourself to 9/11. Like, what? Sir.
Four employees?
None of Pulse nightclub victims ever worked at a company George has worked at.
Oh my God.
So he was really trying to keep up the sympathy. He was like, I'm gay. And I'm Jewish. Gosh. And also I'm black.
And also, like, my mother was killed in 9/11, and also I lost four employees to the Pulse nightclub. It's just like, it's like, yuck. Like, yuck.
Like, are you just saying things at this point? It doesn't even feel like you thought these lies through. Like, did you prep these lies?
I just,
you write them in your lie journal?
That's, no? I don't, I just, what? Also, it's just like, again, it's so strange to keep telling these kind of lies. It's like, okay. So, I
mean, listen, he was doing political theater. He saw what everybody else was doing. He said, I'm going to do y'all one thing.
I'm going to do that too.
So Animal Rescue Charity, good Lord. In 2013, at the same time George claimed to have been climbing the ranks of Wall Street, he founded Friends of Pets United. Friends of Pets would later be used during his congressional campaign as proof of his history of philanthropic work during 2013 to 2018. According to IRS records, the group never held a tax-exempt status and was never registered as a charity, despite George's claims of otherwise. In 2017, Friends of Pets held one fundraiser with a New Jersey animal rescue group. The event was ticketed at $50 a ticket and promised drinks, a live band, and donated raffle items. So he held one event. He said, that's enough for a charity. I held one event.
But he was running the charity for what, like 5 years? One event.
He stretched it a little bit. He just you know, they did do one charity event, okay?
They just fundraised really good that one time. Really good.
They got all they needed. The pets were good after that. Fido was like, arf, arf, and they were like, we're good.
We're good. We have enough friends.
We got enough Alpo and Friskies for all the girls. We don't need to come back. So, however, the event's beneficiary never received any of the funds. Shocker. Only excuses from George as to why they weren't sent.
Oh, my God.
He said, I was raising awarenesses. Y'all got at least 150 awarenesses. I didn't say I was going to give you money.
Y'all are all aware. And so I'm done.
Yeah. Oh, you thought we was raising money for charity? No, no, no. We was just letting y'all them know about y'all.
Oh, my God.
This man. Oh, a criminal. So at the same time, George had money problems. In November 2015, the landlord of his Whitestone Queens apartment filed an eviction claim suit claiming that George owed $2,250 in unpaid rent. That seems like one month.
Yeah. It's more expensive to take somebody to court for one back month of rent than to just.
I mean, it's Queens. Maybe it was like $600. And then,
maybe. I mean, I don't know. Queens is expensive now. I can't move to Queens.
No, Queens is expensive now, but I think.
Oh, maybe back then.
This is 2015, so it was a little cheaper.
But yeah, that's still. But $2,250 is. I still feel like it's not enough money to go to court over, but okay.
Yeah, it's not. Like, where did y'all go? Judge Judy?
Yeah,
like, small claims under $5,000.
They'll pay it for everything, so actually, it's not a bad idea.
True.
Please, somebody, comb the Judge Judy records to find out if he was ever on it. I need to know.
I feel like he would be. I think he'd be like, I got a proposition for you. Let's go to LA to sell this. So in May of 2017, George was evicted once more from a rent-stabilized apartment in Sunnyside, Queens after owing more than $10,000 in unpaid rent and bouncing a check. In 2017, you were writing checks and people were accepting them?
Yeah, what? Also, with what?
Do you have checks?
Money? Like, this is the thing. All the things that you've told me, I'm hearing claims from him, and then I'm hearing a lot of evidence that makes it sound like everything he said is not true. So my question is, where's the paycheck coming from? Where are the paychecks coming from?
Well, clearly, I don't know if he's getting them. He's making up all his jobs. He's making up his rent. Everything's false.
Dang.
But by 2021, George had claimed he was an owner and landlord of 13 properties. So he started fighting with his landlord. And he was like, this could be my new profession. Being a fake landlord.
He started hitting people up and be like, actually, you owe me rent.
Right. But they're like, George, what's it like to be a landlord? Listen, it's a lot of, you know, pipes be bursting, AC, locks.
Changing light bulbs.
Yeah, lots of light bulb work. They're like, okay, this is enough. We believe you. He even ran his campaign on housing issues and landlord rights and complained that his tenants had not paid rent during the year of the pandemic rent moratorium. So, you know, they like suspended rent for a little bit during the pandemic. So I love how he's projecting. He's like, I'm taking all the angry emails my landlord sent them and now I'm rehearsing them and studying them. And now I will do this performance. He's like, thank you for the material. What? Also, how are you campaigning against yourself? You're getting evicted from places, sir.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you're unhoused.
Again, it's like against your own interests. What's going on? The record shows you were not paying rent. So why are you going in on people who are not paying rent? Also, you're not a landlord.
You ain't lording over nobody's land,
sir. No. No. There is no evidence of you ever having been a landlord. What is this about?
I also just love that he's faced all of this, you know, oppression. And I call it that because, like, housing should not, it should be something that everyone can have.
Yeah.
And so he's like, oh, yeah, I'm getting kicked out of my home. I'm going to pretend I'm the one kicking me out. What? That's where your brain went?
Yeah, I know. It's interesting how, like, figuring out how to pay the money back, figuring out how to get a place of his own, like, none of those, all it was like, no, not good enough. Not doing this. Mm-mm. And it's like,
He was like, I'm going to be the oppressor.
Exactly.
So the only real estate he has listed on required financial disclosure forms for his campaign is an apartment in Rio de Janeiro. They ain't going to check that. Who going to check me, boo? He has since claimed that he actually owns no property and is currently living with his sister in New York, where she faces eviction for $40,000
in unpaid rent. Right, that's what I was going to say. I know she is facing, I know she got sued for back rent. So what's going on?
Listen, they don't do rent. Some people don't do rent. Like, what?
You know what, though? I'm not going to lie. If I could claim, like, oh, I have property in another country, or like, oh, I'm from this other country and we do things, I would constantly be lying. I would be like, oh, we actually don't do that where I'm from. Like, where I'm from, yeah, we don't pay rent. So y'all are behind. Where I'm from, we don't pay rent. We just...
Y'all want money for me to live here? That's
weird. So barbaric. Like, yeah.
Get it together.
I would just constantly be like, we don't just do
close
that.
My door very slowly. What? Weird. Just laughing. Y'all crazy. Nah, I moved in here. I didn't say I was going to give y'all money every month. Oh, nah. The first? Nah. Mm-mm. Absolutely not. So it's unclear how many properties George owns, in quotes, and how he could have gone from being twice evicted to a mid-sized landlord, but his finances reflect a similar journey. Curious. Fake funds. In 2020, financial disclosures from his first campaign, he was listed as making $55,000 a year as vice president of Link Bridge Investors, a company that connects investors with fund managers. Okay.
What? Well, wait. $55,000 a year? To be the vice president
of an
investment company?
Well, he not invested. He calls. He's like, oh, let me get you somebody to invest for you. Let me get on the phone and call them.
I'm sorry. But still, 55K is not the right number for that kind of a job. Okay.
No, okay. Listen.
Okay.
So when his campaign began, George moved on to become a regional director of Harbor City Capital, a Florida-based investment company. But soon after, the SEC filed a lawsuit accusing the company and its founders of running a $17 million Ponzi scheme. So he went to work for crime and the government pulled up.
Oh, my gosh.
That's probably why they hired him. They were like, you seem like someone who will cook the books with us. What kind of seasonings you got for the books? He was like, I got tahini. I got everything bagel seasoning because I'm also Jewish. And I got Larry's because I'm black.
They came up ready to poop. He came up literally ready to sous vide. It's like, how do you want them cooked? It's
right. He was like, over I got the easy. Sous vide because I'm black. Okay, yes. See? I have everything y'all need to cook these books.
$17 million Ponzi scheme. Mm-hmm. Damn, that's real money.
Damn. So despite the suit, George received payments from Harbor as recently as April of 2021. At least they were paying their employees. Look, they might have been stealing $17 million.
Okay. They said, we'll break you off a piece. Okay.
They doing better than the freelance companies. Okay. So we may do crime, but we're going to pay you on time.
We will pay. You know what, though? There's a reliability to that I cherish.
Right. I'm not mad at it. So 2 weeks after Harbor was taken down, former Harbor executives formed a company called Red Strategies USA. They went right back to the grift. Owned by a parent company, DeVolder Organizations. We've heard that word before. So George was the sole manager and operator of DeVolder and said that he made money by brokering luxury purchases for wealthy clients such as $20 million yachts. Okay. So he's the middleman again. He's like, you want a yacht? Come over here.
I'm your guy. Okay.
So both companies ultimately folded for failing to file annual reports. But by the time DeVolder went under, George claimed its value was over $1 million. He really was following the Donald Trump blueprint. All my companies are at a loss.
Okay.
Bankruptcy. Like, okay. So while this may have explained his relatively sudden increase in fortune, there are still a number of questions surrounding DeVolder's organization. Of course, because... it's all a question mark. And we ain't got no answers. I ain't heard an answer yet.
No, I just heard like a string of highlights that are later found to be untrue. Yeah, that's like, all I'm hearing right now.
Y'all thought I was lying when I was lying? That's wild.
That's crazy. Y'all are tripping.
I was just telling unconfirmed truths. Okay.
I was just trying to spread a couple rumors.
It's your fault that you couldn't figure out the truth. Okay, I told it to you. So he claims to have earned a salary of $750,000 and dividends ranging between $1 million to $5 million in 2020 and 2021, despite the company's value being in the same range. So he's just lying. So now he's like, I'm rich. Okay, sir. He's like, whatever it takes to be a Republican. He's like, I'm rich. I hate everything that I should stand for. What else do y'all need? The DeVolder organization also had no identifiable public assets, property, or website. He said, y'all not gonna find me. No website.
Wait.
No office.
What do you have? Email address? Just a name? No bank email. Account.
If he had an email, it was at Hotmail. That's where you do crime.
I gotta get one of these kind of companies. They're constantly paying. Can't find them. Right. That's the dream.
So additionally, Georgia's campaign disclosure form offered no information as to clients that could have provided these profits that he's talking about. So he don't got nobody to call.
Oh my God.
He said, it just, they said, who are the clients? He just wrote, trust me. He wrote, people.
He's just like looking at things in the room like,
Right. Meanwhile, he people. Yeah, it was a full Mrs. Doubtfire. He was like, shirt desk. Yeah. Mr. Shirt desk.
Like, Mr. Ballpoint pen.
Big pen. Mr. Big pen.
Big pen? Yeah.
So that's what you're writing with. No, Mr. Blue Big Pen. This is black. So this violated the campaign requirements to disclose any compensation in excess of $5,000 from a single source. Note, as of January 11, 2023, the company has been reinstated.
Okay.
He brought it back. You
can't keep a bad bitch down.
You can't. Amen. Go ahead. So the influx of cash from unidentified sources through a company that has no discernible operations allowed George to donate $700,000 to his own campaign in 2022.
Okay. So
invest in yourself.
That's what I'm saying. Invest in yourself. 2023, invest in yourself. If you walk away with nothing from this conversation, this is the year to invest in yourself, because that could be you. You could be grinning ear to ear like that, like a damn Cheshire cat in your Congress photo.
Yo, think about it. I can't wait for y'all to see this photo, because I've never seen a happier. I don't think I've ever been that happy in my life.
I haven't.
I'm going to talk about that in therapy. I'm going to show my therapist that picture. I'm be like, how can I get here? Because this is where I want to be in life.
I have smiled like that since the day I got married. That's the kind of smile that we're seeing from George Santos right now.
I put him on my vision board. I want to wake up and feel like that picture every day. We all deserve that kind of happiness.
Night vision board.
I'm going to stroke that picture every day before I go to work. One day, George, I'll be as happy as you in this congressional photo.
I'm telling you, that photo's about to blow up on Pinterest after this episode drops.
Yo, he smiled so hard. I saw his esophagus. Like, I've never seen that much of somebody's mouth. It's like, are those tops? Like, this man is happy. Good Lord.
$700,000.
Yes. To himself. Invest in you, y'all.
Seriously.
Get that massage, okay? Or put $7,000 or $700,000 into your own campaign. So when reporters visited the address listed under said donation, the person living there did not know who George Santos was.
Oh.
So he done spun the block. Got somebody's address and was like, they gave it to me. Them. That's like when you get mail and it'd be like, Lacey Mosley or current resident.
Exactly.
You say, current resident gave me this donation. I don't know what y'all talking about. So during his campaign, he spent a considerable amount of funds on travel, from $40,000 in flights across the country to $17,000 in Florida on restaurants and hotels. So now he can write this money off. So he's like, right. I gave the money to myself. Now I'm balling out. Many of his receipts for restaurants expenses totaled exactly $199.99. 1 cent below the threshold of requiring receipts.
Oh my God. Wait, this is, I'm not going to lie. Like, should I run for office? I don't know. This is sounding good.
I was student body president and student council president, and they made me give one up because they said other people need achievements. And I was like, I want them both.
You want them both. They shouldn't have done that to you. See?
Racism. See. But I was like, I'll keep the one with the speech, because it was senior year. So I was like, I'll keep the one with the speech. I kept class president. But I was like, I earned them both. No, and I did all the work.
This is misogyny noir. You should go back. You should see them.
So what happens now? As of January 9, 2023, the Campaign Legal Center filed a complaint with the Federal Election Commission accusing George of using campaign funds for personal use and obscuring funds sources. Now, let's not lie. Like, all these politicians ain't... you. Listen, the girls be in my inbox asking for $2 every other day. I know these $2 ain't going to freedom.
I don't even sign up and people are asking me for money every day. I don't sign up for the emails. They just started appearing.
And they're like, it's an emergency. And don't let, like... when, you know, the Supreme Court was voting on abortion rights and shit, whoo, the girls were like, hey, if y'all want to keep having a pussy, y'all need to give us $3 right now. Because they trying to take it from you.
They were, the email marketing was at an all-time high, I feel like. In 2022, I was getting emails like I had never gotten emails before. That's part of the reason I ran out of Gmail space. I'm at 98% of Gmail space. And you know,
I had to start paying for it. Do you know that if you, so I was like getting the warnings about running out of Gmail space. And I was like, fuck that. Like, I'm
just like, you know what? This is y'all's
fault. Don't do it. Don't do it. Because it'll get to a point where they just shut your shit off. And I had a callback for this movie. Didn't get the audition because Gmail was like, oh, you're not going to pay? The skirt, skirt? Your mail is off.
You know what? That's so...
you ain't going to see mail from Gmail.
That is fucked up.
They turned my shit off. No warning. Just turned it off.
Wait, so what happened with the callback?
I ended up like having to scramble to do it, but I had to pay Gmail. They shook me down.
So fucked up. Wait, did you get in the movie?
I didn't get that part. Oh. Didn't get it. Didn't book it.
But you know what? I'm going to tell you something. Rejection through Gmail is God's protection.
Amen.
Think about it.
Amen. Y'all, that's a word.
Hello.
Now we passing around the collection plate, okay? Y'all give $3.
No, I want $700. I want not a penny. Less than 700,000, actually. Thank you.
I also love how they're getting creative with the numbers. It's like $3. We just need $7.13 for freedom. Do you want to be free? Like, what? Where are these numbers coming from? So, is the price of eggs? or your eggs?
Now, that's a NC.
Yeah.
And that's how they get you.
Do what you want with your eggs for the price of a carton of eggs. Wow. Makes you think. So wrapping this up, a growing number of his Republican colleagues are calling for him to resign, which he has said he will not do. I know that's right.
My thing is that I gave a performance. You ate it up. Don't ask for your money back now.
George said, no way. And I know that's right. Stay, George. I'm staying. Yes, and we're going to love you. So it's not yet fully clear how all of George Santos's political and professional activities intertwine. But in addition to the FEC, the House of Ethics Committee, and the Office of Congressional Ethics, and the New York Attorney General, and Nassau County Prosecutor's Office have said that they are reviewing the allegations.
Ooh.
The girls have linked up. They were like, we will get to the bottom of this.
Wow.
You know, so this is ongoing.
Oh, it's hard because, like, I am not going to lie. I've kind of been living for this drama. I love the way it's built up. I love the back and forth. I'm really curious to see how things shake out. And I don't know, in principle, I do agree with the idea that, like, maybe I lied to get here. But first of all, maybe I lied to get here. Second of all, who hasn't? Third of all, you bought it. And fourth of all, so if you bought it, why you suddenly want to make returns? Like, let's just go ahead. That's what I'm saying.
This is a Nordstrom's. We don't do returns.
That's what I'm saying. And even Nordstrom's, they changed their shit up from what it used to be. So what I'm saying is, if I was selling it and you were buying it, what's the problem? I agree with that idea on principle. I do.
Nordstrom's changed it up because I had an ex who once returned a North Face jacket that he had worn for 8 years and they gave him a new one.
So I used to work at Nordstrom. And when I was working there, yes, they had to, didn't matter what it was. You could bring in shoes that you had worn down to the, like, through all the way through the soles, and that were from 20 years ago. No receipt. It didn't matter. and they would return it and it would be like, you know, whoop-de-doo. You get your money back and keep moving. But now I believe, I could be mistaken, but I believe that the return policy is now 90 days.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the last bastion of scammer hope in retail.
I worked at Nordstrom and like, it wasn't like people were coming to return stuff all the time. That's the thing. It wasn't like people were coming to return stuff all the time. So I don't know what that's about.
But you lose commission, right? If somebody returns something at a certain point.
Yeah, I mean,
point,
that was terrible. I wasn't making that much commission anyway. So it's like, I wasn't selling. I worked in the lingerie department and I just wasn't that good.
Oh, in the boudoir.
Yes, I did. And one thing I will say about Nordstrom, they train you to really be really good at fitting bras when you work in the lingerie department.
Oh, wow.
They train you to be really good. For a while, I've lost a little bit of it now. But I used to be able to look at somebody. Like, eventually you do it so often, you do it so much, that you can look at somebody and be like, okay, this is your size. Just by
looking. I'm so envious of your boobs. Yeah. I know that bra is sitting right, man.
You know what? My bras always fit to a T.
Judith, why you gonna put in here Nordstrom with a period? I know there's no S on it. I'm Black. We add the S for seasoning. I can't believe this.
Oh, wait. Judith says, Nordstrom returns received after the 45-day return period may be accepted, but will be subject to a partial refund 50% of the original sale price.
Oh, okay. It started with Nordstrom. All I saw was Nordstrom, and I was like, I saw that too,
and I was like,
there's no S.
I was like, powerful. The period, I was like, shake the table, Judith.
Listen, that's all Judith does is shake the table. No, you're right. It is Nordstrom. It's Nordstrom with a period, Judith. There's no S. I just add that on.
Nordstrom.
Like House of Them Dragons. Nordstrom. We just add extra things.
Wait, like what?
House of Them Dragons.
Oh. What's the show called? House of Dragons.
House of the Dragon. There's no S.
What?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes, wait, let me search. I'm almost 100% that we have added in all types of words and things that actually
literally only thought it was called House of Dragons. That's wild.
No,
this is like finding out about the Berestain Bears or whatever.
Yep,
that's how I feel right now.
This is the Black people's mandala effect. Yeah, it's House of the Dragon. We've been adding things.
I thought it was called the House of Dragons. I thought it was called House of Dragons this whole time.
House of Dragons.
You know what?
No, we don't have to claim that.
I don't have to claim that. If there's anything I learned today, is that I create my own reality.
That's right.
Whatever I say in the moment is what's true. And so it's called House of Dragons.
And I believe you, sis. And I'm on your side. And now we're at the saddest part of the show, the end, where I have to let Brittany go. But before we do that, real quick, we have a scammer of the week. This is where we highlight a charlatan who may or may not be worthy of our praise. We'll see. Today, we're talking about a man who has been using Chance the Rapper's name to scam two victims out of tens of thousands of dollars and has been arrested.
Oh.
35-year-old Jeffrey Washington first approached Lulu Cole outside her bank and offered to pay her cell phone bill and mortgage using money from the Community and Economic Development Association, the CEDA, of Cook County in a partnership with Chance the Rapper. Okay. So sure enough, Lulu was soon notified by her bank and cell phone company that the payments were posted. Jeffrey was able to convince Lulu's sister he could do the same for her. Okay, a long con. Mm. He's just waiting outside the bank and was like, hey, Chance the Rapper want to pay your bills. What is this? I didn't call into a radio station.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay.
What?
I mean, you know what, though? Maybe he had a convincing, like, maybe he had, a nice suit, or he had, like a limo or something. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but still, why does Chance the Rapper have people on foot paying bills?
Also, like, yeah, I don't know. And to me, I mean, the way my mom raised me, if anybody came up to me on the street saying they were going to pay my bills, I just need to run. I need to blow a whistle. I need to run, because that's not good.
Man, I'm of two minds. There's no such thing as a free lunch, but also, if it's free, it's for me. So I don't know where I would have landed. I would have been like, yeah, I'm at AT&T. I don't know.
No, that to me just sounds like a big old wooden nickel waiting to happen. But you know what, though? I mean, people get got all the time. And so, you know, it is what it is.
But I also feel like Chance's persona is corny enough for you to be like,
yeah,
maybe.
You know what else, too? Drake. Remember when Drake was walking around Miami? He was passing out money to people like in that fucking music video.
Yep.
It probably got people confused.
I bet you that was a part of it. Because, like, maybe you think they're filming. Maybe he had a little video. Camera phone out and was like, you know, maybe you think you're about to be in a music video. Exactly. I love my wife. Like, I don't know. So in exchange for charitable help, Jeffrey asked for just a few cash donations to pay it forward. Now, how you gonna give me money and also ask money from me? I'm the receiver.
No. And see,
that's not how money works.
So wait, so they wanted to pay it forward. Why would I trust a stranger to pay my money forward to who else? What if the other person doesn't deserve it? How about that?
Yeah. What if they have bad vibes, but they're also in need?
Literally, what if they have bad vibes?
Why do I need to pay it forward if you're giving me money? Why don't you just take the money out of what you gave me and then pay it forward?
Somebody else. You know, this reminds me of that thing. Have you seen these videos where people walk around with the little microphones in like Washington Square Park and they go like, oh, do you want to take $20 to pay it for or double it and pay it forward? I'm taking $20. People are like, oh, always pay it forward. I don't know what's going on. If you have $20 in cash and you're going to hand it to me, I can walk away. I'm going to take the $20 in cash. I'm not doubling it and paying it forward. To who?
What kind of trick is this? It's like when people go in the Starbucks line and pay for the person's coffee behind them. It's like all of y'all are at Starbucks buying coffee.
Also, I don't drink coffee. And so I don't go to Starbucks or anything like that. Like I've been, but I don't go there like a thing to do. How do you know what the other person ordered? How do you just go, I'm going to pay for their coffee behind me? I don't even understand how that works. When people do that, they're like, oh, I'm going to pay for the people's food behind me at Taco Bell. What?
Maybe I think they're like overpaying. And then that's kind of nice because maybe it's a tip for the barista and for, you know, maybe the staff.
So. I don't know. It all sounds fishy to me. It sounds fishy.
It does. Is it a myth? Did it ever happen? Mm-mm. Y'all let us know if you paid for somebody's Starbucks. So the few cash donations end up totaling over $70,000.
Oh, no.
Between Lulu and her sister? What? That's, huh? Okay, so it took a year for Jeffrey, whose real name is DeMarco Franklin, to be arrested using a photo Lulu took of him the first day that they met. Now, DeMarco / Jeffrey, why would you get on film with somebody? Oh.
No. Is this DeMarco's selfie?
DeMarco!
He didn't have a better picture than this one? This is the thing. The thing about this photo is it's an off-kilter selfie. Like, it's an off-kilter car selfie, and the expression's not giving anything. The framing's not giving anything. I can't tell if he's wearing a stocking cap or a durag. Nothing's happening. And he's giving sort of side eye.
It's also giving when you didn't know you clicked through your camera app and then it just takes a picture. Like, this doesn't seem like an intentional
photo.
And
this is the thing. It does seem intentional. Unfortunately, I think the only reason why this photo is even in front of us is because he took this selfie and he posted it somewhere and then that's how it got to us. It's out on the internet.
Well, Lulu said that she took this photo when they met, but I'm not understanding how Lulu took this.
What?
Lulu, where were you? Because the angle.
Yeah, what angle?
Curious. Y'all will see it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Franklin does not have a relationship with the CEDA, nor do they have any sort of relationship with Chance the Rapper. He's now facing two felony counts of theft by deception, felony wire fraud, and a misdemeanor count of false impersonation of a charity. DeMarco.
Wow, $70,000 though. What Lulu and her sister, where they work at?
Right.
Are they hiring?
He knew they had money. He was like, let me wait outside the bank and see who got money.
Yeah.
Who making deposits and who making withdrawals?
Oh, that's wild, though. That's a lot of money.
For a free phone bill?
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. Why did y'all do that? Mm-mm. That's beyond paying it forward.
It is beyond paying it forward.
You should just pay your own damn phone bill. I'm confused. DeMarco, we can't stand beside you.
No. Sorry, DeMarco. That's a bridge too far for me.
Yeah, way too far. But we always ask at the end of the show, Brittany, where would you like to be found?
Oh, I would. That's a good question. I would like to be found on. I'm one of the last few people still around on Twitter. You can find me at BM Loose on Twitter and also at BM Loose on Instagram. Those are two places you can find me.
And that's also L-U-S-E.
L-U-S-E. B-M. As in Marie, L-U-S-E. You also can find me on the radio on some Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays hosting the radio show / podcast, It's Been a Minute, on NPR. Yes. Check your local listings. And if we're not there in your local listings, call your NPR local member station and beg for the show. And otherwise, you can listen to the podcast version of It's Been a Minute on Tuesdays and Fridays every single week. We take no days off. So those are the places you can find me.
Yes, come on, local listings. Check them.
Look, nationally syndicated. I'm so blown by it. I'm not nationally syndicated. I'm constantly telling everybody.
You are. I love it. I love this for you. You can find me at DIVALACIDVALACI on all platforms. If you'd like to follow the show and see these photos, like, look, y'all are going to want George Santos on your vision board. I'm telling you, I've never seen a smile brighter. This man is so happy. Scam got his pod on Instagram and Twitter. I'm telling you, I'm putting this photo on my wall. I've just never seen anyone happier. It's goals.
Look, I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm going to tell you something right now. I see you smiling like that, clutching an Emmy in a year's time. I'm seeing it. I'm claiming it for you.
From your mouth to God's ears.
From my mouth to the scam goddess's ears.
To the scam goddess's ears.
Okay.
In the sky.
It's your year. 2023 is your year. And you know what? It seems like it might be George Santos's too.
Listen, we all know who he is now. His name is on all of our lips. George, you did it. Congregation, stay Santosing. Okay, get up there and do a few lives. Just a couple for fun. Scam
Goddess. This has been an Earwolf production in association with Team Coco. Scam Goddess stars and is hosted by me, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. the Scam Goddess. Our producer is Judith Cargbo. Our recording engineer is Abby Aguilar. And our audio editor is Jesse Karen. Research for the show is done by Kaylin Brand. Stay scamming.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters. Both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.